Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, festival, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative, or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. TNO presents L'Encyclopédie de l'Écrit. November 14-16. In the midst of rehearsals, a theater troupe is faced with the stark realization that their show cannot go on. Their project is a monumental failure. What do you do when everything falls apart? When nothing's going right? A collective of artists from Sudbury has come together to tackle the vast question of failure. Through a succession of scenes, they offer a frank and uncomplicated look at our small and big setbacks. At a time when countless issues threaten the precarious balance of our societies and our daily lives, this project is a bittersweet ode to what creaks, what bends, what threatens to collapse. This TNO production runs at Place des Arts November 14-16. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Performance Group presents Angels in America. November 14-16. Tony Kushner's Angels in America, a gay fantasia on national themes, consists of two full-length plays, Millennium Approaches, Part 1, and Perestroika, Part 2. In Part 1, Kushner tells the story of a handful of people trying to make sense of the world. Prior Walter is a man living with AIDS whose partner, Lewis, has left him and become involved with Joe, an ex-Mormon and political conservative whose wife, Harper, is slowly having a nervous breakdown. These stories are contrasted with that of Roy Cohn, in a fictional recreation of the infamous American conservative ideologue who died of AIDS in 1986, and his attempts to remain in the closet while trying to find some sort of personal salvation in his beliefs. Winner of two Tony Awards and the 1993 Pulitzer Prize for Drama, Angels in America, a gay fantasia on national themes, Part 1, Millennium Approaches is one of the most outstanding plays of the American theater. The show runs at Thornlow University Theater November 14-16. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Secondary presents Beauty and the Beast Jr. Starting November 15th, Sudbury Secondary School is gearing up to present Beauty and the Beast Jr., a one-act version of the beloved Disney musical. This performance will showcase the talents of the school's students as they bring the magical tale of Belle, the Beast, and their beloved companions to life. Evening performances run November 15, 16, 22, and 23 at 6:30 p.m. A matinee performance runs at 1 p.m. November 17. Tickets cost $20 for adults and $15 for students under 12. Tickets can be purchased at the door and through school cash online on Sudbury Secondary's website www.sudburysecondary.net. Biggest Little Theatre Company's Holiday-Themed Talent Show. November 15. Kick off the holiday season with Biggest Little Theatre Company's Holiday-Themed Talent Show. Join the company Friday, November 15th at 7 p.m. at Minnow Lake Place for an evening of festive entertainment and goodwill. The event is pay what you can at the door, making it accessible for everyone to enjoy. In addition to the show, our highly anticipated fundraising bake sale returns, as well as free pictures with Santa and the Grinch. The talent show promises an enchanting showcase of talent featuring the company's little stars, alongside some special guests, as they captivate the audience with their holiday-themed performances. From heartwarming renditions of classic carols to lively dance routines, this event is sure to spread holiday cheer and showcase the incredible talents within our community. The funds raised from this event will contribute to the upcoming production of Elf Jr. Your support helps maintain our commitment to keeping kids' programs free to join, fostering creativity and artistic expression in the young minds of our community, said a press release. Sudbury Performance Group presents Fiesta Latina. November 16. Come out and celebrate the Sudbury Latin community with traditional food, song, and dance. The event takes place November 16 at Ukrainian National Federation Hall, 130 Froude Road. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., performances start at 7:30 p.m., and the event ends at 1 a.m. Early bird tickets cost $10, with regular admission $15. Purchase tickets online here. An evening of opera, with City of Lakes Music Society. November 16. The City of Lakes Music Society hosts an evening of opera on November 16 at 7:30 p.m. at St. Peter's United Church, 203 York Street. The concert features well-known arias and instrumental interludes with performers soprano Pamela Teed, soprano Margaret Kamerman, mezzo-soprano Jessica Lloyd, violinist Myron Kozik and pianists Dr. Charlene Biggs, Yu-Young Park and Brenda Arrowsmith. There will also be a silent auction. Admission at the door is $30 general, $25 for seniors and students, free for children under 12. For more information, contact info at cityoflakesmusicsociety.ca or check on our website, cityoflakesmusicsociety.ca/upcoming-events. Irish Regiment Warhammer 40K Gaming Event. November 16-17. The Irish Regiment of Canada will host a Warhammer 40K gaming event at the Sudbury Armory, 333 Riverside Drive, November 16-17. The event is free and open to the public and will take place from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday on the Parade Square floor within the Armory. More than 180 participants are expected to attend, with many more online, from teams across Canada and the United States. The event will be live-streamed to an audience spanning a subscriber base surpassing 20,000. During the event, local Army Reserve recruiters will be available to answer questions about the unit and the various jobs available in Sudbury with the Canadian Army. Visitors of all ages will be able to meet Army reservists, try out some of their equipment, view interactive displays and participate in this unique activity. Little Kickers Wonderland. November 17. Little Kickers Greater Sudbury and Cumann, Montrose Mall, present Little Kickers Wonderland on Sunday, November 17. The event, running 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Caruso Club, Upper Hall, is a mini Santa's Village fundraiser in support of Neo Kids and Larsh Sudbury. The event has an autism-friendly hour from 10 to 11 a.m., complimentary family photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus, over 30 Christmas vendors with activities for the children, Christmas DJ, Candy Cane Lane, Elves Workshop, family-friendly workshops, storytime area, and so much more. For tickets, phone 705-690-1496 or email janahospitalityconsulting@gmail.com. O Bistro de Découvertes. November 19. In the latest edition of La Slag's O Bistro de Découvertes series, local musician Edouard Landry presents Hakeem Ouellette. Ouellette was born in Philadelphia and grew up in Mattawa before moving to Ottawa and then Toronto. He made a name for himself on Season 1 of Jam, TFO's music competition show, but even more so with his indie pop gems, such as the danceable Winter Crush, the sentimental Schoolgirl and the recently released Fomotion. His songs are bathed in an infectious youthful spirit, as well as a well-crafted mastery of sound that shimmers across diverse genres. The show runs at 5:30 p.m. November 19 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Performance Group presents Dinner Theatre, Till Beth Do Us Part. November 20-23. If you enjoyed the Sweet Delilah Swim Club two seasons ago, you will love this one. Career-driven Susanna Hayden needs a lot more help on the home front than she's getting from her husband, Gibby. Lately, nurturing his marriage of 27 years hasn't been the highest priority for Gibby, but pretty soon he'll wish it had been. This Sudbury Performance Group Dinner Theatre production runs Wednesday through Saturday. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., with a performance at 7:30 p.m. Saturday matinee, doors open at 11 a.m., with the performance at 12:30 p.m., lunch before the show. The show runs at Thornlow University Theatre. Tickets $70. Purchase tickets online here. Yes Theatre presents Oliver. November 22 to December 22. The Charles Dickens classic and Tony Award-winning musical, Oliver, takes the stage as Yes Theatre's holiday show. The rags-to-riches story of the orphan named Oliver Twist who escapes from a workhouse and embarks on a journey through London. Don't miss the beloved tunes in all their glory, including Consider Yourself and Food, Glorious Food, as the company explores the true meaning of home and the enduring power of hope and kindness. The show runs at Sudbury Theatre Centre November 22 to December 22. Purchase tickets online here. GNO presents Faces by Wayne Mayer until November 27. Textile art is a great passion that Wayne Mayer has been pursuing for decades. Faces is the meticulous and colorful work it has brought forth. The exhibition features an assemblage of some 50 faces, at once diverse and similar. As Wayne explains, basically, each face has a uniqueness that sets it apart from the next, even though we are all the same. This GNO exhibit runs until November 27 at Place des Arts. Cinefest Red Carpet Film Screening November 27. Cinefest Sudbury has announced the final film of 2024 in its Cinefest Red Carpet Patron Program, Woman of the Hour, the directorial debut of Academy Award-nominated actor Anna Kendrick, will screen at Silver City Sudbury on November 27 at 7 p.m. The 1970s set drama is the stranger-than-fiction story of an aspiring actor, Anna Kendrick of Up in the Air and Pitch Perfect, in 1970s Los Angeles and a serial killer during a years-long murder spree, whose lives intersect when they're cast on an episode of The Dating Game. Individual tickets are on sale now with limited availability at Cinefest.com, at the Cinefest box office, located at 40 Larch Street, Unit 103, or by calling 705-688-1234. All red carpet patrons are granted complimentary admittance. Cinefest's Red Carpet Patron Program offers access to 6 yearly film screenings, exclusive perks and more. Visit cinefest.com/RCPP to register for the 2025 Cinefest Red Carpet Patron Program. Sudbury Arts Council AGM November 27. The Sudbury Arts Council, SAC, invites the community to their AGM, which they bill as one of the best in the region. The Arts Council rolls out the red carpet Wednesday, November 27 at 7 p.m. at Indie Cinema on Mackenzie Street. The evening opens with a performance by the Nickel City Sound Quartet, followed by the annual meeting. Complimentary popcorn and beverages are provided for all attendees, and the first 10 to arrive receive a pair of Indie Cinema tickets to be used at the winner's convenience. There are door prizes for a lucky few. Be the first to hear about the SAC's exciting 50th anniversary project, which encompasses 50 years of the arts in Greater Sudbury. During the evening, all artists and organizations are invited to share their latest projects and events with everyone in attendance, an opportunity to promote to arts supporters. Memberships of $20 for individuals and $35 for arts organizations are available on site. Guests do not need a membership to attend. All are welcome. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Northern Lights Festival AGM November 28. Northern Lights Festival Boreal, NLFB, has announced its virtual annual general meeting, AGM, on November 28 starting at 7 p.m. The AGM allows members, supporters, and the broader community to come together, reflect on the past year's achievements, and look ahead to exciting plans for 2025. To participate, RSVP to marketing at nlfb.ca before November 27. The link to the meeting will be communicated to registered participants on the morning of November 28. SSO's Christmas Kickoff November 30. For a jolly start to the festive season, the SSO teams up with the Young Sudbury Singers, Bel Canto Chorus and the Sudbury Chamber Singers. Music includes The Messiah, Home Alone, The Nutcracker and a few surprises to kick off Sudbury's most wonderful time of the year. A matinee runs at 2 p.m. and an evening performance at 7 p.m. Both concerts take place at Sudbury Secondary School's Sheridan Auditorium. Purchase tickets online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury Exhibitions Ongoing. With the Bell Mansion closed due to structural issues, The Art Gallery of Sudbury has rented space at 172 and 174 Elgin Street, on the same strip as Sudbury Custom Paint and Framing, to house its gallery shop and some exhibitions. An exhibition by zombie artist Rob Sachetto is on display on Elgin Street until November 16. The gallery also runs off-site exhibitions, currently including Catherine Jaffa at Pinchman's until January 6 and Bennett Malcolmson at Laughing Buddha until January 13. Learn more on the gallery's website. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls, Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.